Joining me live in studio today is our Miss Lincoln County for 2025. That is Addie Vigil, who is in studio today to stop in and chat with us about what she's doing. Addie, good morning. How are you today?
Hi, I'm good.
Well, appreciate you coming in. Mrs. Lincoln County for 2025. So we have a Miss Star Valley and a Mrs. Star Valley and Rowena, and those guys are doing some things. This is kind of similar, but just a year after them, right?
Yes. I didn't quite make the cutoff for this year, which is fine because I don't like to be rushed. So I decided to shoot for next year.
Awesome. So it's already locked in.
It is.
So the title's a little different, but it's the same organization, correct?
Yeah. So everyone, it's just kind of like the smaller communities, and then they will compete for the Mrs. Wyoming, which is a state title. And then the state title, whoever wins, will go and compete for the Mrs. America.
Okay. So those that are competing in this summer, 24, and then you'll be competing next summer in 2025, right?
Yep.
So Addie, tell us about why you decided to get involved, and is this new for you? Is this something you've done before?
No, I've never done a pageant, and I hate to sound cliche, but I just kind of woke up one morning and was like, I think I want to do this. And the more I thought about it, the more I was like, I would love to have seen a role model like me when I was younger, someone who's just a little different. So
okay, and that's kind of your platform, right?
Yes, I definitely love just uniqueness and very much advocating for mental health awareness and just really getting people to embrace who they are.
Addie Vigil in studio this morning. So tell us more about the mental health awareness part of your platform and why that's important to you.
I just think a lot of people do not want to have that conversation. It turns very weird and very stigma about it. And this month is Men's Mental Health Awareness, so perfect timing. And I just kind of even want to start that conversation, get people comfortable with saying like, hey, I'm different, or maybe I go to therapy, or maybe I just need some extra help, someone to talk to. And I just want to make people more comfortable in accepting who they are and being able to reach out when they need help and starting that conversation, because a lot of people keep it to themselves.
It's true. It is very, very true. And so as a Mrs. Lincoln County for 2025, how do you help with that? Other than, I mean, obviously sharing that message on platforms like this, but what are some things you plan to do?
Just having that conversation and being that person who is able to speak up. I'm in therapy myself, so just being able to say, hey, look at me, I can be a role model, I'm out here doing stuff, but also I take care of my mental health, you can too. And just being a person that someone could see themselves in and saying, you know what, if she can do it, I can do something like this too.
You mentioned wishing your younger self had a role model like that. I mean, you look back at high school, so much different than when you and I were there, right?
Yeah.
And there's so many different challenges, but I think it's kind of the same results a lot, right? Different challenges, but can have the same results. And so how do you see the young people in today's day and age and as far as mental health and how this could benefit them?
Well, so I see the very young people. I'm a preschool teacher, and just starting even at that young of age with preschoolers, letting them be able to identify their feelings. Like, I'm sad, I'm mad, I'm upset, and knowing that that's okay. It's how you handle it that is the biggest thing. And I just love being able to talk to young people and let them know, like, it's okay to have these feelings, and here are some good solutions to solve your problems and how to handle them.
Addie, as you prepare for the summer of 2025, are you holding any specific events that you have planned right now that people can attend, or is that something in the works? Or it sounds like you're willing to be part of events, right?
Yeah, right now I don't have anything in particular, but I would love to be involved in more events, get involved more. So if anyone has anything, please reach out to me. I would love to be a part of it.
Awesome. Addie Vigil in studio. She is the Mrs. Lincoln County for 2025. Addie, tell us more about what you'll be doing as representing Lincoln County within this organization, especially once this year's competition is done and you officially take that title.
So basically what I'll be doing is I'll just be in the community. I'll be wearing my sash, representing myself, and just really living up to being unique. If you ever see me, I do have lots of piercings, tattoos. I love to wear what makes me happy, and I would just love to be involved more with people. So if you see me, feel free to say hi, ask me to help out. So
very cool.
I'm very welcoming.
Very cool. Now, tell us more about the actual competition that will take place next summer. What does that look like?
So I've never been to one, but from what I've heard, basically you will go and compete wherever it's held, and they will have a segment that is for interviews, and then they do have some like stage stuff as far as outfits and doing like the whole pageant thing that most people are familiar with.
Okay, so there's the stage and the question and all that kind of stuff. The talent.
All the ball gowns. Nope, there are no talent.
No talent. Oh, okay.
I'm so glad I don't have a talent. So
awesome. Addie, people might recognize you from around the community. You mentioned you work with preschool children.
Yes.
But you're also in the gyms around the Star Valley area, correct?
Yes. I've helped out with the gym for a while. I kind of sub in at the front desk. I also run their social media, so I'm pretty involved with the gyms around here, and they're amazing.
Very cool. That's Addie Vigil, Mrs. Lincoln County for 2025, and we'll be competing in the state competition next summer in 2025. Addie, anything we missed that you'd like to mention today?
I would just like to say thank you to my current sponsors, which are Peak Fitness, Baby Doll Photography, Just Nails by Elia, Julie at Spiffed Up, and Wildflower Aesthetics.
And they're all part of what you're doing and the platform, correct?
Yep, and I'm always looking for more sponsors, so hit me up.
Absolutely. What's the best way to reach out to you, Addie?
Probably just finding me on social media. That's the best way.
And just search for Addie Vigil. There's a few different Vigils in the Valley, so maybe tell us how you spell yours.
Addievigil, and I also have my title as Mrs. Lincoln County tagged somewhere in my profile.
Perfect. Well, we wish you the very best of luck, especially as you head into the year of 2025, and I'm sure we'll touch base again soon. That's Addie Vigil, Mrs. Lincoln County, this morning in studio on the SVI Radio Network.